Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
To the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored, hallelujah, to be before you on today once again. I'm alive. I'm full of joy, peace, and I feel good on the inside. For I know and I'm thankful for what God has brought me from and taken me through. I thank God. And like many of you, we all, oh God, praise, glory, and honor. And in the name of Jesus, how many of you, even in the midst of where you are right now, can you just say audibly out of your mouth, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being God all by yourself. Yes, Lord, we come forth to give power in words and speaking what thus saith the Lord. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, praise God. And we come forth from David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Well, we continue, praise God, to bring the word of God every day, Monday through Friday at 6 Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's in the Illinois area where we're coming out of Springfield. And praise God, we bring the word, read the word out of the King James Version of the Bible, praise God. And we give God praise, honor, and glory first and foremost for allowing us to be able to do such and be committed. We also, I like to acknowledge Lady Diane Shaw, my wife, who is also instrumental in the advancement of Blog Talk Ministry, as well as the work that we do in the community, helping young ladies, speaking and motivating men, young men that are going through issues in society. We also thank God for recovering addicts and those that are suffering with homelessness and hunger. We give things to those that are in need, and we thank God for those that bring forth support in the name of Jesus. And we ask if you desire to support the ministry, praise God, that's David and Diane Ministry and Friends. It's through Dave Shaw, David, S-H-A-W, David, D-A-V-I-D, 1968 at yahoo.com. Praise God. And that's in care of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. All proceeds go to David and Diane Ministry and Friends, associated with the ministry outside in the streets, the ministry, the church without walls, in the name of Jesus. And that's where we stand. Praise God. But once again, we want to thank God for you, 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 and you. We thank God for those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, AOL, or even listening to the archives. God bless you for all of what you've done, what you're doing, and even right now that has yet to come to pass. God has called us to do a mighty work in every one of us. And the question that I present before you two on today is that, are we doing all of what we are to do? Are we doing all of what we can do? Are we? That's the question that we must ask ourselves. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice once again and be glad in it. And much of what we speak on is what we practice and what we believe. That Romans 8 and 28 is that we believe that all things work together for the good to those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And with that purpose in mind, we have responsibilities and obligations to come to know our place. Amen. And as we've been reading the word of God from Genesis to Revelations, we've gone through much of the word, early part of God's creation. That's how he created man from dust in the ground. And in the name of Jesus, he showed how dissension came into the world, how family rose against family and fought against family and brothers against brothers and sisters. It's just terrible how those things transpired in those days. Yet also we need to look at how those things are transpiring even on today. Are we doing all of what we can do? Are we showing love as we should show love? Recognizing that from the beginning, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And each and every one of you who are a baptized believer or just know and have an understanding somewhat of the birth in the life of Jesus Christ, recognizing the truth of God. When you have him on the inside of you, you know that you know that you know that you know. For the Spirit of God gives you strength. The Spirit of God gives you understanding. The Spirit of God brings things to remembrance. And you, as well as myself, we have to daily deny ourselves, pick up his cross, and follow him. This is the word of God. This is what we must practice, what we must believe and trust. God is a good God. He's real and he's true. How many of you have felt him in your life, even on today? I ask you this question because one thing I do know is that in my life, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. How is he in yours? Praise God. And as we read through the word of God from Genesis to Judges where we are now, We see how many of those that have been called were called to make forward into the promised land. Abraham didn't make it. Isaac, Jacob. And so now we see where we are, where there are those who have been placed in position for a reason to be as Noah in the ark, as Moses to Pharaoh. We recognize up to this point that we have to commit ourselves unto the Lord. The Ten Commandments have been brought into the world, and recognizably speaking, God says that we are to love the Lord, that God, with all of our mind, all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our strength. We have the mind of trusting and loving God. This is an ordinance. This is a commandment of God. He also acknowledges that we ought to have no other gods before him at all in our life. God is the only one. And we understand that through the scripture, we will read and learn of Jesus. But where we are on today is that we've come to where the Israelites and those people that were brought to go forth into the promised land, they've gone through some dissensions, some arguments, some backbiting, some stealing, some debauchery, some whoremonging. And many of those that are living non-righteously are being punished because God at this point is audible. He's audible, not all the time, but he's audible. And in audible, he's letting know that we will pay for our sin. Those that have not committed themselves unto the Lord and loving him with all their mind, heart, soul, and strength, they will pay for their sin. And this is where we are up to this point, where it's at the judges, where the judges have brought through the war, through the battle, in the companies that were associated with Abimelech. And we learned in the name of Jesus how they fought and how they victored over at the Tower of Shechem. Shechem, where they gathered together, and Abimelech had gotten them to Mount Zalmon. And this is where we come to point today in chapter 10 of the book of Judges. They fought. They disobeyed God. They confessed. And they repent and turn from their wicked ways. And then in do so, God lets us know that he then will bless the land. He lets us know that the wickedness of Abimelech, which he did unto his father in the slaying of his brother, the evil that took place, they had to pay. So now we're at chapter 10 in the book of Judges. Let us read. Let us pray before we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, giving you praise, honor, and glory for who you are. Thank you for our commitment and dedication in reading your word. Allow your spirit and your presence to be upon this place, in our home, upon the radio waves, in the ears of those that are listening. Let the reign of the Spirit of God continue to manifest and saturate the air. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for giving us of our sins and filling us with your Spirit. Amen. Chapter 10, the book of Judges. And after Abimelech, there arose a defend Israel, Tola, the son of Pul, the son of Dodo, a man of Ishkar. And he dwelt in Shemer in Mount Ephraim. And he judged Israel 23 years and died, and was buried in Shemar. And after him a rose jar, a Gileadite, and judged Israel 22 years. And he had 30 sons that rode on 30 asses, colts, and they had 30 cities, which are called Havoth Jar, unto this day, which are in the land of Gilead. And Jar died and was buried in Canaan. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam and Ashtaroth, sight of the Lord, and the gods of Syria, and the gods of Zebon, and the gods of Moab, and the gods of the children of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines, and forsook the Lord and served not him. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hands of the Philistines and into the hands of the children of Ammon. And that year they vexed and oppressed the children of Israel 18 years. All the children of Israel that were on the other side of Jordan in the land of the Amorites, which is in Gilead. Moreover, the children of Ammon passed over Jordan to fight against and against Benjamin and against the house of Ephraim, so that Israel was sore distressed. And the children of Israel carried and cried unto the Lord, saying, "We have sinned against thee, both because we have forsaken our God and also served Balaam." And the Lord said unto the children of Israel, "Did not I deliver you from the Egyptians and from the Amorites, from the children of Ammon and from the Philistines, the Zebulunites also, and the Amalekites and the Ammonites did oppress you? Ye cried to me, and I delivered you out of their hand. Yet ye have forsaken me and served other gods, wherefore I will deliver you no more. Go and cry unto the gods which ye have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation." And the children of Israel said unto the Lord, "We have sinned. Do thou unto us whatsoever seemeth good unto thee. Deliver us only, we pray thee, this day." And they put away the strange gods from among them and served the Lord. And his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. Then the children of Ammon were gathered together and encamped in Gilead. And the children of Israel assembled themselves together and encamped in Mizpah. And the children of the princes of Gilead said one to the other, "That what is that we begin to fight against inhabitants of Gilead?" Chapter 11. Now Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of a harlot, and Gilead begot Jephthah. And Gilead's wife bore him sons. His wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah and said unto him, "Thou art not in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strong woman." Then Jephthah fled from his brother and dwelt in the land of Tod, and there were gathered vain men to Jephthah, and went out with him. Only came to pass in process of time that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And it was so that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went out of the land of Tob. And they said unto Jephthah, come to be all captain, that we might fight with the children of Ammon. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, did not he hate me and excel me out of my father's house? And why are ye come unto me now, when ye are in distress? And the elders of Gilead and unto Jephthah, therefore, return again to thee now, and thou mayest go with us and fight against the children of Ammon and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, if ye bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, the Lord be witness between us, if we do not so according to thy words. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over him. And Jephthah uttered all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. And Jephthah sent messengers into the king of the children of Ammon, saying, what hast thou to do with me, that thou art come against me to fight in my land? And the king of the children of Ammon answered unto the messenger of Jephthah, because ye have took away my land when they came up out of Egypt from Aaron even unto Jabbok and unto Jordan. Now, therefore, restore those lands again peacefully. And Jephthah sent messages again unto the king of the children of Ammon, and said unto him, thus saith Jephthah, Israel took not away the land of Moab, nor the land of the children of Ammon, but when Israel came up from Egypt and walked through the wilderness unto the Red Sea and came to Kadesh, then Israel sent messengers unto the king of saying, let me, I pray thee, pass through thy land. But the king of Edom would not hearken hereto. And in like manner they sent unto the king of Moab, but he would not consist. And Israel abode in Kadesh. Then they went along through the wilderness and surpassed the land of Edom and the land of Moab. I came by the east side of the land of Moab and pitched on the other side of Arnon, but came not again the border of Moab, for Arnon was the border of Moab. And Israel sent messengers unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, the king of Heshbon. And Israel said unto him, look us pass, we pray thee, through the land into my place. But Sihon thrust it not Israel to pass through his coast. But Sihon gathered all his people together and pitched his jazz and fought against Israel. And the Lord God of Israel delivered Sihon and all his people into the land and the hand of Israel, and they smote them So Israel possessed all the land of Amorites, the inhabitants of that country. And they possessed all the coast of the Amorites from Arnon even unto Jabbok, and from the wilderness even unto Jordan. So now the Lord God of Israel hath disposed the Amorites from before his people Israel. And shouldest thou possess it? Will not thou possess that which cherish thy God giveth thee to possess? So whosoever the Lord our God shall drive out from before us, then will we possess. And now, art thou anything better than Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he ever strive against Israel, or did he ever fight against them while Israel dwelt in Heshbon and her towns, and in Aaron and her towns, and all the cities that belong by the coast of Arnon? 300 years. Why, therefore, did ye not recover them within that time? Wherefore, I have sinned against thee, but thou doest me wrong to war against me. The Lord, the judge, be judged this day between the children of Israel and the children of Ammon. Howbeit, the king of the children of Ammon hearkened not unto the words of Jephthah, which he sent him. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, and he passed over Gilead and Manasseh, and passed over Mizpah in Gilead. And from Mizpah of Gilead, he passed over unto the children of Ammon, and Jephthah vowed a vow unto the Lord, and said, if thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into my hands, then it shall be that whosoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in peace from the children of Ammon, shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for the burnt offering. So Jephthah passed over unto the children of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord delivered them into his hand, and he smote them from Ar, even till thou came to Minit, even 20 cities, unto the plain of the vineyard, with a very great slaughter. Thus the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. And Jephthah came to Mizpah unto his house, and behold, his daughter came out to meet him with tambourines and with dances. And she was only child beside her he had ever, neither son nor daughter. And it came to pass when he saw her, then he rent his clothes and said, alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou art one of them that trouble me, for I have opened my mouth unto the Lord. And she said unto him, my father, if thou hast opened thy mouth unto the Lord, do to me according to that which hath proceeded out of my mouth. For as much as the Lord hath taken vengeance for thee of thine enemies, even of the children of Ammon. And she said unto her father, let this thing be done for me. Let me alone 2 months, that I may go up
and down upon the mountains and below my virginity. I and my fellows. And he said, go, go. And he stayed her way for 2 months. And she went with her companions and bewailed her virginity upon their mountain. And it came to pass to the end of the month, 2 months, that she returned unto her father, who did with her according to his vow, which he had vowed. And she knew no man. And it was a custom in Israel that the daughters of Israel went yearly to lament the daughter of Japheth and Gileadite 4 days in a year, 12. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together and went northward and said unto Japheth, wherefore passest thou over to fight against the children of Ammon, and didst not call us to go with thee? We will burn thine houses upon thee with fire. And Japheth said unto them, I and my people were at great strife with the children of Ammon. And when I called you, you delivered me not out of the hand. And when I saw that you delivered me not, I put my life in my hands and passed over against the children of Ammon. And the Lord delivered them into the lands of whoever then are ye come up unto me this day to fight against me. Then Japheth gathered together all the men of Gilead and fought with Ephraim. And the men of Gilead smote Ephraim, because they said, ye Gileadites are fugitives of Ephraim among the Ephraimites and among the Manassites. And the Gileadites told the passages of Jordan before the Shemarites. And it was so. And when those Ephraimites, which were eclipsed, escaped, said, let me go over, that the men of Gilead said unto him, art thou an Ephraimite? He said, nay. Then said they unto him, say thou Shibboleth. And he said, Shibboleth. For he could not frame the pronounce right. Then they took him and slew him at the passages of Jordan. And there fell at the time of the Ephraimites 42,000. And Japheth judged Israel 6 years, then died Japheth the Gileadite, and was buried in one of the cities of Gilead. And after he, Ibzan of Bethlehem, judged Israel, and he had 30 sons and 30 daughters whom he sent abroad, and took in 30 daughters from abroad for his sons. And he judged Israel 7 years. Then died Ibzan and was born in Bethlehem. And after him, Elon, a Zebulunite, judged Israel. And he judged Israel 10. And Elon, the Zebulunite, died and was buried in Ajalon in the country of Zebulun. And after him, Abaddon, the son of Hillel, Perthonite, judged Israel. And he had 40 sons and 30 nephews that rode on 70 Tanaxes colts. And he judged Israel 8 years. Abaddon, the son of Eliel, the Perathonite, died and was buried in Perathon in the land of Ephraim in the mount of the Amalekites. Amen. We have around 8 minutes remaining, and we're concluding here chapter 12. Praise God. We're finishing up with chapter 12. We conclude with chapter 12 on this evening. Once again, we do thank you for joining us on today. It's just really incredible and wonderful to have a reading the Word of God. And as we're learning more in the Word and understanding our history of the Word, we really like to rehash briefly at the beginning of our readings. But we thank you for joining us on today. We'll be back on tomorrow. Once again, we thank you for joining us with the reading of God's Word. And remember, no weapon formed to get you shall prosper. Be blessed.